everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. As always, I'm glad to have you here with me. And if you've been a regular listener of the show, well, you know the drill. I have a few things I want to mention to start off. First, if you haven't already done so, be sure that you hit that follow button so that you are always in the know when the next episodes are going to drop. We've got some great guests coming up. And second, if you find this podcast to be of value, I would ask that you write a post on social media telling others about this podcast, why you like it, and why they should give it a listen. Sharing the show is one way that you can help me to move the ball. Now, time and time again on the show, I've said that I'm on a mission to help you get stuff done and make things happen. It's not just about moving the ball. It's about dominating and excelling in everything that you do. After all, the game is yours to conquer. To do that, as I've said on the show before, it starts with taking ownership over your life, your career, your business, your game. I get to meet a lot of people through speaking events, being at functions, networking with others, and so on. And something I'm always asked is, how do I do everything that I've done? The 7 degrees, the impressive Fortune 50 career, writing a few books, hosting this podcast, being a military officer, raising a family, etc. Well, yeah, it is a lot. The simple answer is I might just be a little crazy or a lot, depending on who you ask. But all joking aside, for me, I've always had that clear picture of what was important to me, what my focus was, and then I made sure that I prioritized the right things every day, and I was very intentional with how I spent my time. It's all about intentionality, productivity, and efficiency. If you've been listening to some of the other episodes of this podcast from season 5, especially, I've been issuing out these challenges or calls to action, and so for today's show, I want to do the same. I want to challenge you to do 2 things. First, ask yourself, are you clear on what your goals and your objectives are? Not just for your career or your business, but holistically across life. And if you're not, I want you to spend some time figuring that out. Next, take an inventory of how you are spending your time each day, and then look at if what you're doing with that time is in alignment with what your goals are. For many people, it's not. And that's why I'm bringing this up. To not just move the ball, but to really dominate the game, you have to make sure you are focusing your time, your attention, and your energy on the things that really matter, i.e., that help you to further those goals. And you have to be disciplined about prioritizing those tasks. This is something that I am big on. Let me give you an example of this. As you know, I wear many hats, including being a real estate broker. And wearing that hat, there is no shortage of things that I can do to grow my business, to get new clients, etc. And just so you know, the people that I serve aren't just people that are living in my local area. Oh no, they are all over the country and the globe. So I have local marketing activities that I'm doing. And I also have other business development stuff to do outside of my area as well. Now, you've heard me talk before on the show about the importance of having an accountability partner. And I have shared that I have one for my real estate business. We touch base multiple times a week, and we're discussing what our plans are for the week, and then we are holding each other accountable throughout the week to make sure that we are following through on what we said we were going to focus on. And oftentimes, what I tell my partner is, I'll say, this is my focus for the week. I'm going to get these tasks and these types of activities done, and that's what my objective is tied to real estate. I'm focusing on these things. But then what also happens throughout the week is I'll get new ideas. They'll pop in my head randomly, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is something I need to start doing as well. However, here's the important thing. I'll tell my accountability partner about it, so I'll share that with her. And then what I'll say to her is, this is something that I'm going to work on for next week, because my focus for this week is X, whatever I already told her at the beginning of the week. And so I'm going to stick to that. And these new ideas, I'm still going to do them, but not this week, because I already am prioritizing the other things that I want to get done for this week. So the takeaway here is you need to know the objectives and the priorities for your week and be disciplined to spend your time on those things and prioritize those activities around these objectives. Then the next week, you have new things you're focused on, and then you work on those other things. But you have to be disciplined and stick to the things that you said you were going to do this week if those are the right things to help you continue to move the ball. In today's day and age, with so many things coming at us and the possibilities of us getting distracted, being able to focus is a competitive advantage. Being able to be locked in and get work done without checking our phones or emails and all that, that is how you separate yourself from the others out there. That is how you be more efficient. And when you layer on this next level of focus, like I just talked about, by making sure that your time is spent on the priorities for the week, well, you're going to get even more done because not only are you locked in on getting some tasks done, it's the right task that you're working on. And this is something that I practice every week, and I'm telling you, it makes a difference. So start doing this and you'll see that you're going to be getting more done and dominating your game before you know it. Oh, one more thing before I leave this, since I did bring up real estate as an example, I will put a small plug out there, so don't fault me for that. But if you are thinking of making a move or getting an investment property, or you know someone who is planning on moving somewhere to a new area, to a new state, to a new country, and they don't have someone that they trust to help them with real estate, reach out to me and I'll get you or I'll get them connected with someone who is world-class in that area. That's one of the reasons why I love being a part of Christie's International Real Estate. They've got just amazing people globally to work with. And so I've had some of those on the show before too, but just wanted to put that plug out there. So if you need help with real estate, I'm your girl. Go give me a call. Send me a note on Instagram, on LinkedIn. You can go to my website, send me an email there, but would love to help if I can be a resource. Just reach out. All right. Enough about that. For today's episode, I'm going to do something that I recently did on the show, which is I'm going to narrate to you audiobook style, the first chapter of my Dominate the Game book. Now, why did I pick that chapter? Well, you recently heard me do the audiobook style chapter of Tackle That Procrastination, which I got a lot of positive feedback from. So thank you to those who reached out. And there's a link in the show notes so you can give that episode a listen if you like. But what I wanted to do today is go through the introduction, because when you read an introduction in a book, any book, the purpose of it is to, yes, introduce you to the topic, but more importantly, if done right, it should draw you into why you want to read this book. What is the book going to do for you? That's what it's supposed to tell you. And yes, I would love for you to pick up a copy of Dominate the Game, but more importantly, I'm hoping that it inspires you to go after what you want in life. I hope that it excites you and it empowers you to start making the changes in your life today that you need to do so that you can dominate the game. In my Dominate the Game book, I structure the content in three parts. Part one is about suiting up. Part two is about showing up, and part three is about moving the ball. And while it touches on some of the same concepts from my Move the Ball book, that part of the book also goes into so many more concepts as well. And by taking you through the introduction today, I want you to be fired up. I want you to be ready to suit up, to show up, and to really move the ball. All right, well, let me stop blabbing away and let's get right into the introduction. You ready? Let's go. Chapter one, introduction. And I start off every chapter with a quote. So the quote for this chapter is, "In life, be a participant, not a spectator," by Lou Holtz. Boom. In a flash, it's gone. Another year of your life has disappeared. 525,600 minutes evaporated into thin air. Okay, maybe that's a little bit dramatic, but I had to get your attention. You're familiar with the saying, time flies when you're having fun. But the reality is, that's not the only reason time goes by quickly. Sometimes we are just too dang busy trying to survive the rat race or navigate through life, and time simply passes us by. Before you know it, you're wondering where it all went. Your children went from being babies to celebrating their fifth birthday, to becoming a teenager, to graduating high school in what feels like an instant. Yes, I'm still being dramatic, but parents, I know you can relate. Even if you don't have kids, you can surely appreciate how time elapses surprisingly fast. One day you've graduated high school, the next it seems like you're walking across the stage getting your college degree, and then you're worrying about being a corporate professional or a successful entrepreneur and how to traverse life, pay your rent or your mortgage, your phone bill, your cable for those who still have cable, and those other darn utilities. Yeah, those bills, they never stop. The thing about time too is that once it's spent, you can never get it back. Take a moment and reflect on this past year. How many seconds, minutes, and hours did you spend on unnecessary activities, unproductive meetings, and inefficient processes versus time spent truly living in your purpose and focused on the things that really matter to you? I'm talking about everything, job-related, business matters, and personal stuff. While this answer is different for each of us, for most, there will be a common theme. I wish I had more time. I didn't get to focus on the things I wanted to. I was too busy with my job. Holy crap, I really didn't prioritize what I should have. What the heck did I get done this past year? Life is a journey you only get to experience once. Therefore, it's up to you to really make it count. I'm not just talking about the daring YOLO stuff you see people wanting to do to be adventurous. It's about having the courage to leave your safe zone, to abandon the familiar, and live the life that you want. It's about not limiting yourself. It's about dominating the game, showing up the right way, and creating a future self that you can be proud of. Here's the thing. In the book of life, everyone has their own path. Do you want someone else to author your story, or do you want to be the one with the pen and paper? To put that in more modern terms, are you going to be the one on the computer typing the keystrokes for your story? However it gets written, don't let your narrative be dictated by others. Rather, write your own chapters and don't be afraid to turn the page and start a new one as needed. The point is, take command and don't get comfortable. Something that I have learned throughout my life is that it is important to have the courage to live a life true to yourself, to be willing to go against the grain, and to not live the life others expect of you. There are times we will need to be spontaneous and crazy, play hard, take chances, leave our comfort zone, give it everything we've got, and do things others won't do to capture the meaningful moments in life and to make the most of each day. Live without limits and regret nothing. It takes a daring person to live fiercely and without regrets. You can't be afraid to make mistakes, learn from them, and then move forward over and over and over again. That's how life should be. When you're able to do this, embracing every opportunity and challenge for what they're worth, whether they intrigue you or frustrate you, the rewards are greater than any stumbles you may encounter along the way. They really are, trust me. My journey has certainly proven that to me. In this book, I'll share with you some examples I personally had to face that tested me and shaped the road I am on now, getting to work with some of the world's most influential leaders and top-notch professional athletes. Remember that achieving greatness and living a meaningful and fulfilling life is about pushing boundaries and testing perceived limits. Life is riddled with uncertainty. When faced with new situations, you can choose one of two options. You can be a player who is paralyzed by unknowns, or you can be a brave soul, fearless of the vagueness you will face on the road ahead. Throughout this book, the principles covered will challenge you, pushing you to be confident in your ability to conquer any situation you may face in pursuit of your goals, ambitions, and dreams. This book will help you minimize your fears and become comfortable with uncomfortable environments. Now, how you choose to suit up, show up, and play your game is entirely up to you. But I'm here to be that coach to keep you off the sideline, locked in, and playing the game, ready to move the ball and get you across your goal line. Life will throw you curveballs, fastballs, tight spiral passes, and wobbly undefined ones. If you are really trying to push yourself to that next level, uncertainty will be a common obstacle you will encounter. When these situations surface, don't be afraid of them. Instead, embrace them. Then keep moving forward and don't stop until the finish line is behind you. People often say to me, Jen, you're the busiest person I know. Or, Jen, you have 7 degrees? What? And how do you balance your 5 kids with everything else that you have going on? Or, Jen, how do you not lose your mind juggling everything? I don't know how you do it. The answer to those two last questions might simply boil down to one thing. I might be a little bit crazy. Huh, didn't I mention that earlier when I started this podcast? That's a story for another day, though. But all joking aside, there are some things that I do to help me move the ball and make things happen. Every day, I choose to suit up with a mindset full of gratitude, one that appreciates being able to wake up and live another day. Each one is truly a gift. Every day, I choose to show up in the world with a smile on my face, not because my life is perfect, but because I appreciate the blessings that I have. I'm ready to bring positive energy and be a positive influence on those around me. Every day, I choose to move the ball and be fully present because life is too short to not make the most of each day. I want to live my life regretting nothing and never wondering, what if? Life is full of choices, and every day you get to choose how you will suit up, show up, and whether you are going to move the ball. Ask yourself, what are your choices going to be? This book is structured in 3 parts, and it will give you tools, strategies, and principles to help you navigate through any situation and to win in life. Something to always keep in mind is that people will look at you and judge you for where you are today without knowing what you gave up, what you sacrificed, and what you did to get there. As the late Walter Payton said, you have to fight for every single yard. People reach out to me all the time telling me how lucky I am, how I get to live an amazing life, and how it's so much fun. But what they don't see is all the blood, sweat, tears, and more that went into building the Move the Ball brand. They don't see how I had to fight for every inch just to get another yard. I remember the days when no one from football gave a damn about what I knew about the game. The game that I had fallen in love with at 4 years old and became a student of ever since. The game that has always been a huge part of my life. I remember the disappointment, the heartache, and all the rejection, and yes, there was plenty of it, which I'll share more about in this book. I also remember the times when I told myself that I would always remember my worth, and no matter how many people didn't care, didn't see my value, and flat out told me no, that I would continue to push forward and move the ball. Sometimes you have to go after a dream and a vision that others don't see. All that matters is what you believe and that you are always willing to bet on yourself. That's an important point, by the way. You can't let others dial down your ambition because they are uncomfortable with the volume. By the end of this book, I want you to stop asking for permission. Your life is 100% your responsibility. You get to choose how you show up to it and what you get done each day. I'm a firm believer in the importance of taking charge of your life and being that quarterback that moves the ball towards your goal line. You should always be writing a life story that you never want to stop reading. Life is about being happy. You deserve to be happy. The first step is to develop your foundation and define who you are and what you want to become. Next, you need to create your plan. Lastly, you must take action, pressing forward to make your dreams a reality. Yeah, that action part, that's kind of a big part of it consistently too. Life is a game where you must actively participate. This should not be a spectator sport. You've got to own it, then dominate it. Imagine you are inside a football stadium. In my first book, Move the Ball, How the Game of American Football Can Help You Achieve Your Life Goals, I analogize your life to a football field, and you're the quarterback driving the plays. To succeed in life, some of the questions you must answer are as follows. Are you currently where you want to be? Do you know what jersey you are wearing? Did you suit up with the right clothes on? Are you showing up and being where your feet are? What did you do today to move the ball? These are all important concepts we will examine throughout this book and more. I consider myself to have been blessed with many opportunities, both professionally and personally. But just like everyone else, my life has had its share of challenges. For one, I started off my young adulthood as a teen single parent. Though faced with these circumstances, I refused to make excuses and kept driving forward with my personal, educational, and career goals. You already read that I have 7 degrees, an accomplishment that I, of course, am super proud of. Also, I had each of my children while I was in school, and my 5 graduate degrees, including an MBA and a JD, were completed while raising my kids and working full-time in Fortune 50 senior leadership positions. Wait a minute. Did I say I was crazy? Yeah, right? See? Yep, it's true. Anyway, if you are wondering, yes, I do manage to sleep. One thing I've learned on my journey is that when life pushed back on me with its challenges, I used the lessons it taught me to tackle adversity and press forward. I learned not to let others' expectations define me and determine my capabilities. I worked through new and unfamiliar circumstances, pursued my goals, and left the naysayers on the sidelines. In my corporate career, I worked on many multi-billion-dollar programs that have helped to keep the United States military the best in the world. Additionally, I've been involved in projects that have improved quality of life and increased life expectancy. While serving as a judge advocate in the Army National Guard, I got to be a part of a team that was mobilized to help navigate the early stages of the COVID pandemic. I've also been overseas training the armed forces of Liberia legal team. Personally, I'm a 3rd-degree black belt in Taekwondo, active in many community service projects, sit on a number of boards, and an executive partner at the University of Southern California, USC's Master of Business for Veterans program. I'm very fortunate to be in good health, and most importantly, I'm happy. Now, ask yourself, are you happy with your career? What about your personal life? Do you feel like something is missing? If so, well then, it's time for you to make a change. And you already know this, by the way. Guess what? You've picked up this book and I'm here to help you and to challenge you on your journey. Well, you're listening to this first chapter as part of this podcast episode, and I'm challenging you today, and hopefully you'll pick up the book and read more. But anyway, going back to the audiobook, this book will use powerful examples to help you make the decisions needed to succeed by providing insights and analogies to the personal side of life and offering a perspective on choices we make in our careers. This book will show you how you can suit up and show up to live the life that you want. It will challenge you to find your identity and your vision. This book will also help you define and accomplish your life's ambitions. The focus is on you and what you want in life. No one else's expectations matter. Together, we will get you across your goal line. Be prepared to step onto the turf and explore past the boundaries of your comfort zone and the familiar. If you want to change your life and see different outcomes, well, then it starts with playing your game differently. Make today that day. Remember that your past doesn't define you, though it has shaped you into who you are now, and it's prepared you for what you want to become tomorrow. Winning in life is not about how you start. It's about how you finish. It's not about how slow or how fast you go, as long as you keep going. It's not about how other people define you. It's about how you want to define yourself. What I want for you is to be the person who wakes up each day with purpose and intent, fueled by passion and determination. Be the one who refuses to be a spectator in life and always shows up ready to play your game, the person who is committed to never giving up. Be the player who believes anything is possible, and no matter what life throws your way, you have trained yourself to say, "I've got this." Lastly, inspire others by showing them that you moved the ball and found your greatness. Because success is not only measured by what you accomplish in life, but also by what you inspire others to do. By the end of this book, I hope my story, as well as the stories of other great athletes and elite leaders in life that I've shared, leave you motivated to go after whatever it is you want in life. The thing about time is that all of us have the same amount each day. No more, no less. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once it's spent, you can never get it back. This chapter started off discussing how time flies. That's the bad news. The good news is you're the pilot. The winners in life use their time wisely to fly in the direction they want to go, and they make those 86,400 seconds each day count. All the others squander it away daily. There are two types of people in life: those who believe they can do anything and those who believe they can't. Both are right. Which one do you want to be? Since you're reading this book, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the former. If that's the case, what really matters now is how you suit up, how you show up, and whether you move the ball. This book will help you to do that. Are you ready? Let's go. It's time to get off the sideline and back in the game. All right, there you go. That's the intro chapter for Dominate the Game. I hope you enjoyed listening to it, and it has inspired you to start suiting up and showing up in a way that will lead you to the outcomes you want in life. And if the vibe and tone of this book is something that you like, well, I hope you will go pick yourself up a copy of Dominate the Game. Depending on when you listen to this episode, the audiobook might be out already, but if it's not, there's also an ebook, a paperback, and a hardcover version that you can go grab to help you not only move the ball, but to dominate your game. All right, that's what I've got for this episode of the show. Once again, if you haven't already done so, hit that follow button so that you never miss a future episode. And also share the show and this episode with a few friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers too. All right, everyone. Thanks again for listening. As always, you are appreciated, and we will catch you next time. Until then, make sure you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.